Voices that inspire the extended interview.
My name is Randy Lewis. I'm a historic preservation architect, semi-retired.
So you started to tell me a bit about how you became an architect. And you said you sort of did nuts and bolts architecture. But somewhere in there, the love of buildings, especially historic buildings, came into play. Where did that start, the sort of interest in historic architecture?
In my first round of college, I took a historic Louisiana architecture course, which was very interesting, and that sparked my interest, and then was in construction for 10 years and enjoyed older construction and reproduced a Louisiana plantation home for my parents' home in Bradfordville, and made several trips to New Orleans visiting architectural warehouses, buying parts and pieces for their house. So it has always been interesting and became a passion over those years. And since, doing renovation repairs, seeing older structures and older facilities and buildings, the craftsmanship was just amazing to me. And trying to keep them intact and repair accurately the way they were originally done was just fascinating to me. And every project came with a story from someone that was associated with a building similar or family from that historic home. So every project was interesting and rewarding at completion, particularly with personal stories involved in the history of that building.
Right. So it's not just a building. It's like it has a life and a story to it.
Exactly.
So learning about that story is what really kind of pulls you in.
Exactly, yes.
So here in Tallahassee, have you been involved in preserving some of the buildings, some of our older buildings around here?
We have been involved in restoration and rehabilitation of the Call Collins House, which was stretched over many years, and that was fascinating. I spoke and walked through with the Collins daughters and discussing with them, we found the cistern. They remembered a cistern that was covered in ivy, and that was excavated, and that was we were going to turn it into a irrigation system well or cistern. But nobody was really aware of that until we started restoring the house. We did the Jones Tenant House at Tall Timbers and worked with a carpenter that grew up in a house similar several miles away, and he gave us the history on why each nail was pretty much where it was. It was fascinating.
Well, so. I know both those places. My husband worked at Tall Timbers for a lot of years. In fact, I was just up there a couple of weeks ago. We did a bird count starting at the tenant house.
Okay.
And I just thought, what an amazing spot to wake up to every morning. It must have been amazing.
It's a unique site.
And, like, what did you learn about, like, I mean, those, was it, I mean, that was a tenant house, so was there much to go on when you first started?
The tenant house was somewhat intact. We replaced siding, repaired the foundation, and some sill beams and in the foundation, put a new roof on it. Well, not new. It was an older, rusty metal, rusting slowly, and did carpentry repairs primarily. The corn crib was in much worse shape, so that was almost reconstructed. And the old carpenter doing most of the work had stories about the corn crib that he had behind their house, and it was always interesting. Doing site visits.
So, you know, in thinking about this, like, we're Americans, we're not as good as preserving our history sometimes as when you go to Europe and you see, or Greece, and you see history's been preserved so well. How could we do better? And why should Americans care about preserving these buildings and parts of our past?
I think just a lot of education and educating people about the past and the architecture of the past, how it is unique. It tells a history. The craftsmanship is unique and so much better than much of the craftsmanship you see today. It's fascinating. In fact, I was in Greece 2 weeks ago when we were looking at archaeological remains or remnants of foundations that were 25th century B.C., which was amazing, and we're restoring things that are 200 years old. So it's quite a contrast. And they have some government help, but not enough. And I think the state of Florida does a very good job with their grants and loan program. So the more of that and serving on boards that do preservation awards, we see an uptick when the grants are, when there are historic preservation grants versus the years that they're lean, and then there's very little renovation or restoration going on.
Are there many people doing this kind of work? I mean, are like the restoration work?
There are not many architectural firms that really focus on historic preservation or have an experience to be able to approach and be successful with historic preservation. There's maybe at most a dozen in Florida that do good work. My firm backed into it kind of through roofing historic post office buildings and our interest in it and working with the Division of Historical Resources architects gave me an education and appreciation for historic restoration.
Speaking of preservation awards, you recently won an award, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What did you win?
The Benjamin K. Phipps Lifetime Achievement Award. And Ben and I were the longest-serving members on the Tallahassee Trust for Historic Preservation. I joined it in the mid to late 80s on the board. Ben had been there from its inception. Ben passed a year and a half, 2 years ago, and posthumously got the Lifetime Achievement Award, which was named in his honor. So I felt very rewarded or honored to be the first recipient of the Benjamin K. Phipps Lifetime Achievement Award. It's quite an honor.
And who makes that decision?
There was a jury panel reviewing other projects, but the trust themselves and staff, I think, put my name forward with the board to that panel and agreed. I was just told I was the award winner. So,
and happy to be the recipient.
Very much so. Very honored. Ben K. Phipps was an amazing man. He was our guiding light of the board for years and years.
What would you like, who should be involved in the board? Like, are there, it's like citizens as well as architects, and tell me a little bit about it.
The board is made up of citizens. We've got realtors, there have been attorneys, accountants, a few architects, not a lot of architects, historians, several faculty from FSU, people involved in the research and library field. So it covers general public sector as well as we can.
And what are they tasked to do?
We're tasked to promote historic preservation. We have grants from the city and county to administer and sustain the Architectural Review Board that does a review of renovations and repairs in the historic districts and any designated structure before permitting or part of permitting to make sure the renovations and repairs are appropriate and in accordance with the Secretary of Interior standards for rehabilitation and restoration.
Were you all involved in the new brewery that's downtown?
In fact, yes. We We did the first restoration of the waterworks building 10 years ago when it was, they didn't have a purpose, but it was in bad shape. So with a grant, we worked with the city on doing a new re-roof, or a new roof, some structural renovations, repaired some windows, cleaned it up, and pretty much just exterior, interior framing repairs for the roof, and then the re-roof to match what we found to be original as close as could.
And when was that building built?
I believe it was the, like, 1920s, or I'm not sure, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was the second well of Tallahassee.
Wow. And now, what's the brewery called? What's the name of it? Amicus.
Amicus.
So tell me how, what they did. What the, it, isn't it owned by women, too?
It's a, from what I understand, it's a group of two or three families went in together and have developed it or built it out. And they did an excellent job repurposing the building. They've got a brewery section on the lower level, which originally was storage. The original building had a customer service area at the very front of the building, which is part of the bar and cocktail seating area. But the way it was done and bathrooms installed in the very back, very appropriately. They did an excellent job, I think, of rehabilitating that building. We didn't do that. There was another renovation from what we left, which was just a shell renovation, and another architect worked with the family to convert it or rehab it to the brewery, the Amicus Brewery. And they did a very good job.
Yeah. So thinking then about these sort of buildings, like that, the waterworks building sitting there sort of unused, and how can we think about repurposing buildings like that? Is that worthy of these buildings to be repurposed? Like, what are you thinking about how we take historic buildings and keep them?
Historic buildings generally need to be rehabilitated to another function. To create, they've got to have a meaning to do that, turn them into commercial, something to sustain them, and to create an incentive for business owners to rehabilitate old homes. And the city of Tallahassee has done a pretty good job with tax incentives, waiving permit fees, things like that. They've got a good grant and loan program for historic restoration. Is very important.
And beyond that, too, the feel of a community and a sense of place and history.
Yes. It's Tallahassee's, I think, a little behind. I'd like to see more, of course, done and more designated historic districts and properties. Thomasville's done an amazing job with the smaller community as they are with their downtown district and main. Florida has a Main Street program, and they've done a very good job with that. But I think our downtown needs more attention, I think, in the historic restoration and maintaining the historic character of what we have left.
I just think it just brings so much more personality and character to a place and that sense of history that is then gives us a sense of place. And it's sad when we don't save that.
We've seen too many buildings with character and iconic buildings destroyed. So we're trying to, the trust tries to stay ahead of that. If we can identify anything that's at risk, we try to get involved to help find a way to preserve it, to restore it, put it in the right hands to maintain those things.
So this work, I mean, it's your passion that you found this work. What kept you inspired doing this kind of work?
the gratification at finishing a project and seeing the public enjoy it. We did a lot of work at Ringling Museum. In the museum, we restored completely and rehabbed the gatehouse for Kaizen, did a lot of work at Kaizen. But the craftsmanship and seeing it put back with the original craftsman ideals with specialized craftsmen was very rewarding. The Carl Collins House was very rewarding in seeing that open to the public and the way the Department of State's handled the museum and its interpretation and what they helped us determine what could be renovated or modified, and the effort and emphasis they put in putting back everything exactly museum quality restoration was satisfying.
So you've had a long career in this. Do you feel over time Tallahassee's not quite where you want it to be, but I mean, you've obviously helped contribute to saving some important places.
Well, we've tried to contribute all we can in restoring and rehabilitating, preserving as much architectural history in Tallahassee. It still has a ways to go. There are, and I think the city could look at more incentives for restoring some of the older homes in the historic district downtown. There are, most have been converted to offices, but now there are a number of them that are vacant. Historic restoration and maintaining historic buildings is expensive, and it's part of it, but I think it's gratifying to be an old homeowner, and the benefits, I think, outweigh those expenses.
So what would you want someone to know about, if they're listening to this and they're driving home, why we should value, you know, our history in through our buildings, through our structures?
I think people should care about preserving old buildings because they are a link to our past and our history and the way people lived in the past, the way they conducted business in the past. They also shed light on the craftsmanship and the original building trades that are no longer. They're very unique compared to new modern structures, and that needs to be appreciated and preserved.
It sounds like you love to travel. And when you travel, is that one of the things you love to look at, is just the architecture of the places you're traveling?
Yes, very much so. Just finished cruise, and we visited Venice, Italy, Croatia, Turkey, and Greece, and looking at ruins centuries BC were eye-opening, and really appreciated it. We're restoring things that are 200 years old. It's quite a bit different, but they have done an amazing job in building museums to present and preserve their history, and I think the United States can take a lesson.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to this?
No, it's just, you know, some of the structures we've been privileged to work on, the old capital of Florida, Ringling Museum, Kaizen, the Carl Collins House particularly, and then a multitude of other structures have just, the outcome has been super rewarding, and some are quite unique. Cape San Blas Lighthouse, restoring it and then later moving it because of the erosion of the coastline was a challenge that was very successfully done, and in fact able to keep it on the National Register, working with the Secretary of Interior Standards and the Department of State. They gave us guidance of how we could do that, and relocate it and keep it on the National Register was a challenge and treat to be able to do.
You know, as you're talking, it just got me thinking, it's like these buildings were here before us and they're going to be here after us if they're maintained. And that's just such a treasure for generations to come, to not, you know, to take care of these things that, yes, are part of our lives.
The buildings were here before we were here. they're going to be here, I hope, long after we've gone. I've enjoyed taking my children into some of my projects and help them appreciate what was done in their great-grandparents' years, and hopefully they will appreciate being able to carry that on and show their kids some of the historic architecture and create an appreciation with them.
Yep, I agree.
My name's Randy Lewis. I am the longest-serving member of the board of the Tallahassee Trust for Historic Preservation, and I am also on the board of the Wakulla County Historic Committee, serving at the County Commission direction.